Recipes. Recipes this month were contributed by members of the National Federation of the Blind of Oklahoma. Modified Irish Culcannon by Jeannie Massey. We began making this recipe when delving into our Irish ancestry and culture. This recipe typically has cabbage in it, but I do not care for cooked cabbage. This dish is a great side in any meal. You may choose to substitute the butter and heavy cream for a lower-fat option. Ingredients: 6 large Yukon Gold potatoes, peeled and cut into large chunks. 1 stick butter, cut into slices. 2/3 cup heavy cream. 4 slices of bacon, pre-cooked to crispy. 4 green onions, cleaned and cut into small pieces. Method: cook potatoes in a saucepan, drain and move to a bowl. Add cream and butter. Using a potato masher, gently mash potatoes, leaving some chunks. Crumble bacon and add to potatoes. Add green onions. Season with salt and white pepper to taste. White Chocolate Chip Cookies by Glenda Farnham. Ingredients: 1 cup butter, 1 cup sugar, 1 cup brown sugar, 2 large eggs, 2 teaspoons vanilla, 2/3 cup cocoa, 2 cups flour, 1 teaspoon soda, 1 teaspoon baking powder, 1 teaspoon salt, 2 cups vanilla chips, 1 cup chopped nuts. Method: preheat oven to 350 degrees, cream butter and sugars. Beat in eggs one at a time, add vanilla, add cocoa, add remaining dry ingredients, stir in chips and nuts. Drop onto baking sheet and bake for 12 minutes. Blueberry Buckle. Recipe is from spendwithpennies.com. My notes are in parentheses. This is a quick and easy dessert that quickly became a family favorite over the summer. Ingredients: 3/4 cup sugar, 1/4 cup butter, 1 egg, 2 teaspoons lemon zest, 1½ cups flour, 2 teaspoons baking powder, 1/2 teaspoon salt, 1/2 cup buttermilk. Buttermilk works and creates a slightly moister cake. 1 tablespoon flour. 1½ cups blueberries. Fresh or frozen, fresh blueberries are the best if you have them on hand, but I've used frozen as well and it comes out beautifully. I prefer to thaw frozen blueberries, but you can leave them frozen and add a little extra cook time. Topping: 1/4 cup butter, 1/4 cup plus 1 tablespoon brown sugar, 1/3 cup flour, 1/2 teaspoon ground cinnamon. I kick this up to 1 teaspoon. Method: preheat oven to 350 degrees. Grease an 8x8 pan. In a large bowl, cream sugar, butter, egg, and lemon zest until fluffy. In a separate bowl, combine flour, baking powder, and salt. Add to sugar mixture, alternating with milk, mixing just until combined. Toss blueberries with 1 tablespoon flour. Fold into batter and spread into prepared pan. Combine all topping ingredients in a small bowl until crumbly. Sprinkle over batter and bake 40 to 45 minutes or until a toothpick comes out clean. No-Fry Chicken Fried Steak or Chicken Fried Chicken. From the Ultimate Weight Solution Cookbook by Dr. Phil McGraw. Makes 4 servings. Ingredients: 4 top round or sirloin tip steaks or chicken breasts, about 5 ounces each. 1 teaspoon meat tenderizer. 1 cup low-fat buttermilk. Non-stick spray. 1 cup oat flour or 1 cup uncooked old-fashioned rolled oats finely ground in a food processor or blender, not quick-cooking oats. Tapioca flour works well also. 2 teaspoons sweet paprika, 1 teaspoon onion powder, 1 teaspoon salt, 1/2 teaspoon garlic powder, 1/4 teaspoon freshly ground black pepper, 1/8 teaspoon cayenne pepper, optional. Method: place the meat, steak or chicken, between 2 large sheets of wax paper. Using a meat mallet or the bottom of a large heavy saucepan, pound the meat to 1/4 to 1/2 inch thickness. Remove the top sheet of wax paper, prick the meat with a fork at 1/2 inch intervals, and season evenly around the pricked surface with meat tenderizer. Peel meat off the bottom sheet of wax paper and place in a large shallow roasting pan. They can overlap. Pour the buttermilk over the meat and marinate at room temperature for 30 minutes, turning occasionally to coat thoroughly in buttermilk. Meanwhile, position the rack in the bottom third of the oven and preheat to 400 degrees Fahrenheit. Spray a large shallow roasting pan or a large rimmed baking sheet with nonstick spray or use nonstick aluminum foil on a cookie sheet. On a large plate, combine the oat flour or ground oats with the paprika, onion powder, salt, garlic powder, black pepper, and cayenne, if using, mixing well. Dredge the buttermilk-coated meat and oat flour mixture, then place in the prepared baking pan or cookie sheet. Spray them lightly with nonstick spray. Bake until firm but tender when pierced with a fork and lightly browned, about 30 minutes. Diabetic Caramel Apple Salad by Fatosh Floyd. Ingredients: 3 large or 4 medium Granny Smith apples, cored and peeled and cut into bite-sized pieces. Can of unsweetened crushed pineapple in natural juice. 1 package of sugar-free instant butterscotch pudding mix, 2/3 cup chopped peanuts or walnuts, 1 small carton sugar-free Cool Whip. Method: mix pineapple and pudding together until smooth, add apple pieces and peanuts, and fold in Cool Whip. Jiffy Eggnog Cornbread by Mike Floyd. Ingredients: 3 boxes of Jiffy cornbread mix, 3 eggs, 1 cup of your favorite eggnog, 1 tablespoon ground cinnamon, give or take, 1 or 2 tablespoons of your favorite butter, you may substitute with coconut oil spray or your favorite grease, 1 large cast iron skillet, I prefer the type with higher sides, ordinarily used for frying chicken, you may substitute your favorite large baking dish or pan, 1 rubber spatula or wooden mixing spoon, 1 large and 1 medium / smaller mixing bowls. Method: heat oven to 400 degrees. When your oven reaches 400 degrees, place your cast iron skillet in for 5 minutes, then remove and put the butter in to melt. Note: preheating glass or aluminum dishes or pans is not recommended. While oven is heating and butter melting, you may begin combining other ingredients. Pour contents of 3 boxes of cornbread mix into a large mixing bowl. Mix in the tablespoon of cinnamon. Create a crater or cup-shaped depression in the center of the combined dry ingredients. In a small mixing bowl, briefly stir together eggs and eggnog with a fork or your favorite whisk. Pour the wet mixture into the center of the dry mixture. Using a rubber spatula or wooden mixing spoon, stir together wet and dry mixtures until all ingredients are fairly combined and moistened, but not over-blended. Lumps do not hurt. Let batter set for 8 minutes. Making sure skillet is well greased all over, pour batter into the skillet. Place skillet into center of oven and bake for 45 minutes to 1 hour. You may use a toothpick, fork, or butter knife to test doneness by poking into the center of loaf. Remove from oven and place skillet on a cookie rack or your favorite trivet to cool for 10 minutes before removing the loaf from the skillet. Serve warm with butter for best results. Smoky Carrot Dogs by Brooke Anderson. Ingredients: 6 to 8 carrots cut in half depending on size or similar to length of hot dogs. Marinade: 1/4 cup soy sauce, 1/4 cup apple cider vinegar, 1/4 cup vegetable broth, I use water instead, 2 medjool dates, pits removed, 1 tablespoon liquid smoke, 1 teaspoon yellow mustard, 1 teaspoon fresh garlic, minced, 1 teaspoon pickled jalapeno juice, 1/2 teaspoon onion powder. Method: add all ingredients except carrots to high-speed blender or food processor. Slightly cook carrots in the mixture until just slightly crispy, not mushy. Do not overcook. Leave to marinate for a few hours. Serve and enjoy. Mango Quinoa Salad by Brooke Anderson. This mango quinoa salad is so easy, you just throw it all together any old way you like in a large bowl and enjoy. Ingredients: 2 cups quinoa, 2 1/2 cups water, 10-ounce pack frozen corn or cooked garbanzo beans, 1 chopped mango or pineapple, 1 chopped bell pepper, 1 small chopped red onion, 1/2 cup cilantro or mint, 1/2 cup slivered almonds or jicama, 1/4 cup vinegar, 1/4 cup lime or lemon juice, salad greens. Method: on high simmer, cook 2 cups quinoa in 2.5 cups of water until water is nearly all absorbed. Add into the quinoa near the end of cooking 10-ounce pack of frozen corn or chickpeas. Add 1 chopped mango or pineapple and 1 chopped bell pepper to a salad bowl. Add in 1 small chopped red onion, 1/2 cup cilantro or mint, 1/2 cup slivered almonds or jicama, any greens you like, 1/4 cup vinegar, 1/4 cup lime or lemon juice. No-Bake Peanut Butter Cookies by Brooke Anderson. Ingredients: 1 cup uncooked rolled or instant oats, 1/2 cup peanut butter or whole peanuts, 3/4 cup pitted medjool dates. Method: add to a food processor or high-speed blender 1 cup uncooked rolled or instant oats, 1/2 cup peanut butter or whole peanuts, 3/4 cup pitted medjool dates. Then add other favorites like chocolate, coconut, or strawberries. Be careful not to make too moist. Form into cookies and enjoy.